darling, and the changing isn't free. You've read it in the tea leaves, and the cracks are on TV. Beware the Savage Show, 1984. They'll split your pretty cranium and fill it full of air and tell you that you're...
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Wednesday, October 28, 2020. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to start by reminding everyone that RBN is listener-supported, folks. Please contribute whatever you can. I know these are difficult times for us all, but it's as important a time as any to keep free speech alive. That being said, you can call in if you want to call to donate, and we're able to take credit or debit cards. That number would be 800-724-2719, extension 3. Or you could go online to our donate support page and use PayPal if you're comfortable with using PayPal. Secure means of online transaction there. Or you can mail cash, money order check made out to Republic Broadcasting Network. Mail to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we greatly appreciate it, folks. Help ensure that RBN continues broadcasting uncensored content well into the future. Now, I have my my new Wednesday co-host with me today, Mr. Gregory McGill. Hello, Gregory.
Hey, buddy. Hey.
Hey, how you doing there? I mean, we have less than a week now. This is crazy, right? 6 days until...
The election. Yep. Well, you were just saying how important free speech is. Well, have we ever been under attack like this before ever? I say no. How far are we away from having a knock on the door for sharing a meme or for, you know, something just or deemed whatever hate? Or far away from we are that other countries and places like that. I would agree today, if you share a meme, they're going to show up at your door.
Yeah,
over a meme.
And now we're I don't know. You get conflicting messages. You know, you hear about negative Chinese or Russian, you know, influence, especially Chinese these days. I mean, regarding the culture, the communism, I don't think it's coming from China. I think it's coming from within in this country. You know, I mean, we have the Hunter Biden scandal here now, and you know, the whole family investing in China, in companies related to the Chinese government. But I tell you, I think the communist threat is right here, has been on our own soil all along. I think that's just a separate issue of selling out to other countries. What do you think?
Absolutely. And it is within. They're right in here. I mean, it's not, China's not our, you know. I mean, yeah, we've given most of our manufacturing capability. That should end. Right?
All of the outsourcing is destroyed. Yeah. It's completely transformed this nation.
We don't make anything here anymore.
And this was what? I mean, there was a boom in manufacturing supporting the war effort, you know, against those evil Axis powers, right?
But yeah.
But ever since then, you know, ever since World War II, it's been this slow decline, hasn't it?
Sure. Obviously, remember we had an amazing show Monday night. We had Brian Rue on Falling Dominoes. Brian Rue and Frank Reynolds and
Raymond.
Frank said something. Frank Raymond. Darn it, I kept saying that in my head over and over. Right. Frank Raymond, yes, he was incredible. He touched on something, you know, the World War II, well, it was the great Jewish war, really. Well, that's what that's who ended up winning. That's who ended up, you know, and since we, since they won the war, everything is gone. Our entire quality of life, our, like we were just talking about, all of our manufacturing has been sold out. It's basically the communists won, and then they just start taking over here too. No, I mean, how can anybody deny that the communists won World War II? How could anyone deny that?
Yeah, people look back now, you know, traditionalists, you know, conservatives, alt-righters, all of these people, new right, and they look to the 50s, though, as a time that they you know, long to go back to. But that was really just something that couldn't last, you know. I mean, it still had the moral...
Few years, literally.
It still had the moral attitudes, you know, which started this nation and led up to there. But it was already post-war, and everything had already been set in motion. There just weren't any effects of it yet, right?
Yeah, well, someone like Joseph McCarthy came around and telling everybody, look, the communists are infiltrating everything. He was ran out of Congress. He was ran out of. So now the term McCarthyism. Guess what? He was right. He was 100% right. Senator Joseph McCarthy from Wisconsin was 100% on the mark.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He's people being vindicated now. Thank God.
Yeah, yeah. He is by some, but I mean, in other circles, of course, he's. They continue to. To act like the threat wasn't real or something, you know, back then, and
right.
They were demonizing
well, it was just
progressives.
A conspiracy.
Oh, wait, here, progressives were being demonized, right?
Yeah,
I don't know. They weren't using that word yet,
right.
But now that's the new word.
That's the newer one.
You know, like leftists, like the progressive
man.
Term. But
yeah, they're so progressive.
Well, hey, you know, I mean, come on.
Not any part of it.
Oh yeah, well, you know, it's interesting how we have AOC out there complaining how Biden's backtracking on claiming to ban fracking, but now Biden banners across CNN are saying, you know, Biden promises he won't ban fracking and that, but then AOC's out there trying to still push that Green New Deal, you know, like she's disappointed in him and all this. But we don't have anything that could run on electric, you know, the war machine, agriculture. I just heard a great discussion on that from Don Advo earlier today on Stormfront. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's true. We don't have the means to switch to electric, you know, I mean.
Close. And those batteries are horrible for the environment. What they have to do to get them and the labor that they use to get them, they don't even talk about that. I think they basically use slave labor to get a material for that. The materials for the batteries are, you know, stuff here. We don't make it. You know? They're not good for the environment.
Yeah, you're getting a little choppy there with your sound. I don't know. I'm wondering if I should maybe have you just call in on that call-in number, and maybe we'll get a better signal, because it every so often you're getting a pretty choppy signal. Yeah, I should probably have you do that, Gregory. We'll just see if it sounds better.
Go in here and see if this helps.
Okay. I mean, I'd like to see some progress on what we're actually going to be up against later this year is what I've been referring to this week already. I mean, like the lockdowns, you know, to what extent those will persist in this country or how much it was political. But of course, it'll be weeks after the election, maybe months this time before we find out. Who is going to wind up being the winner? Dr. Patrick Slattery did a good a breakdown on electoral votes, just how things are really decided a couple months down the line. I mean, like, we don't realize just how much things get broken down after November 3rd, you know, in December and in January. But it seems like, you know, it is more in, it, subject to abuse if you didn't have, electoral votes for each state. So it seems like it is a good
thing. That's the only thing that's been saving is that Electoral College. Thank God for the Electoral College. Am I coming in better now? I turned on all my Wi-Fi stuff here at home.
Oh, great.
Is that better?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I guess my first advice
is I have a little hotspot. A little hotspot, and I turned it on, and it seems like it's working.
All right, excellent. You know, it's always good to have different options for us to try out there.
Yeah. Okay, as long as I'm not breaking up. I just got a text from Stephen, who was listening, and he said that Stephen Douglas Whitener.
Okay.
He said that I'm breaking up, so I hope I'm not breaking up anymore.
Yeah. All right. Well, good. Hi, we'll try Steven. This one. For now, it'll probably be then. I'm saying though, like a month or two before we know for sure in this case. But
that's what they want to keep telling us, that that there's no way, even if it's a major landslide for Trump,
right?
They're going to say, oh well, we have to count all the votes. And it's going to be 2 weeks or whatever.
Mm-hmm. It seems like you're sounding better so far. We're hearing from Julie in the control room. So
yeah, I just saw that.
Great, your Wi-Fi hotspot. That's
okay. It looks like the little Wi-Fi hotspot worked. We were trying it, like you said, without the data first, and now it seems like this is working out. Okay, good. Now I know it. I can use it.
Excellent. I'm seeing some of these articles here. One is titled "Will the COVID-19 Scare Tactics Cease After the November Elections?" U.S. COVID deaths are only 2.6% per confirmed cases. This is out of a Investment Watch blog. Pretty good source. They have a lot of charts here, so you know. Oh, it must be right. No, but
show us the chart.
but definitely. I mean, I'm seeing about Europe regarding Europe having an increase in lockdowns again too. They're saying it's political over there. Not. So I mean, here, sure, it's our presidential election, but over there, it looks like it's still. The way they describe it. It looks they're actually optimistic. They're saying after a 4.5 year saga of Brexit, being so overwhelming that it might be coming to an end finally. They're saying that, for example, with the UK, they're walking away from trade talks where the door is only left open if the EU is willing to crawl back on its knees and give the UK what it wants. A minimal free trade deal, Canada style, which was offered by then president of the European Council, Donald Tusk. Mm. So the EU played hardball, giving zero ground for 4 years while undermining the UK from within its own political and bureaucratic structures. It was as transparent as it was cynical, but it couldn't sway the British people. And that gave Johnson the political will to just say no. So, I mean, I don't know. They think that the EU's... possibly going to just have a chain reaction of just dying off, that would be great if that happened over there. But right now, because the same people are trying to hold
on
to power.
Problems.
Yeah, but no, but my point is over there, they have, the same corporatocracy, as they're calling it, that the same people are trying to hold on, to power who benefit from the EU. And that's the political reason for the increased lockdowns and exploiting this and claiming the second wave is so bad. And that, so, I mean, that explains if people are thinking, oh, it must be real if there's more lockdowns outside of the U.S. It is political there, too. Just like I say, different reasons. But, yeah, we have our own
world to do it. So, I mean, obviously the government in cahoots with each other in some ways.
Yeah. I mean, but, we're hearing negative financial reports of crashes, of various bubbles. I mean, stocks, especially even with the no stimulus deal happening so far, which has been tied up because Democrats want all this money for illegal immigrants for COVID.
For Americans. Americans.
Yeah, just all these extra things that, mostly don't even apply to legal citizens. And that's
always
the real reason.
For someone else.
If people are wondering why they don't have their check yet, don't blame Trump. But that's what they're figuring. Most people won't look into any of this. They'll just figure no check, Trump's fault. And I think that's what the Democrats are going with. They'd love to have these things too. So it's a win-win for them. But It'll be so they're saying maybe a couple of weeks after the election, people might get the stimulus check. It's really destroying people already. The economy.
About the second round of them.
Right. Exactly. The second round. Exactly. I mean, because
people got the first one. Right?
Yeah, but that was so long ago, and most of the businesses aren't coming back. You know, I mean, unemployment is just continuing to worsen, and it doesn't really have an end in sight yet. I mean, we have a lot of the biggest companies who are doing great during this, you know, like Microsoft, Apple, Amazon. But I mean, so the biggest companies are actually, they knew where to hedge their bets for lockdown conditions. And so they're still doing fine, you know, but everything else is getting destroyed more. So that pushes more toward I don't know. You know, people use the word corporatocracy because it's really confusing, Gregory. I mean, you know, when you see the whole left-right argument about big business and government,
it's
big business and big government.
Jews behind it.
Yeah, well, no, like the word fascism. Everyone has a different interpretation of the definition of fascism.
Oh, right.
Even their interpretation of Mussolini's definition. You know, was he against his people? Or for his people in incorporating fascism? That's the big question, right?
In today's New World Order, fascism, the word fascism is just a Marxist canard. And what it really means is, what fascism really is having domestic policies that are in the public's best interest. Okay, no wonder they hate it. No wonder they hate it and demonize it. Because that's what the word fascia means, to bind together. That's what in muscle tissue, connective tissue, that's what it is in medical terms, fascia. And that's what connective tissue that holds things together. And I think there's another definition where of like it's a bundle that holds it. So in its literal terms, that's what it's about. And of course, they're going to demonize it. They equate it with Hitler and all that stuff. Well,
right,
guess
but
what?
It's not-
real Germany, NSDAP Germany, what they call Nazis. It was a much more free and prosperous place than we live in here today.
So then the way you would define and explain fascism, it's not diametrically opposed to the constitutional republic that our founders had.
No, not really. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's actually a very great, it's for the people first. It's for the people of that nation first. And that's why the globalists hate it. And that's why they demonize it. And because it's actually helps the normal worker person. Fascism is the best thing you could have.
Yeah, well, I mean, what I see is all of the leftist controlled Zio media trying to demonize fascism, and of course it gets misconstrued, really, and a lot of the blame could better fall on communism for the accusations they lay toward fascism, is the way I would suggest.
And then, of course, communism when they describe any of that stuff.
but now capitalism is what they mostly use.
Well, fascism was the antithesis of communism. It's exactly what was in response to it. That's how come it rose up, was to fight communism. That's how.
And now they're using capitalism really for means of merging big government and big business. In their own behind the scenes,
there's that
definition
deals. Of fascism too, where they take over the corporations and it becomes, you know, a state-run media, which is exactly what we need instead of these Jews owning it, these foreign Jews that own our media. Mm-hmm. They're not Americans, you know. Our media is owned by a foreign entity, you know, and it shouldn't be.
Yeah, absolutely. We have that break.
Looks like
we have the
part of fascism too, taking over these things and making them in the public's best interest.
Right. Yeah, we have that break coming here, Gregory. We'll be back in just a few minutes, folks. Stick around.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure. have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
And we're back, folks, beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting, here with my co-host, Gregory McGill. So, Gregory, if I have this right, okay, would it be fair to say that fascism puts the nation's citizens first, it reins in big business to prevent their exploitation of the citizens?
There you go. Great. Yeah, that's the real definition. I mean, if you look at what Germany did, that's what they did. They made it the worker was the most important person in the entire. Heck, they even named their money the labor treasury note after the labor of the people. It was all about the work. That's why it's demonized. That's why we're told stories of scary Nazis and things like that. It's because of their economic system that put the people first. Put the worker first. They had subsidized vacations for the worker, all kind. You could the list of what they did for the worker, it would blow people's minds if they knew that's the truth about what so-called Nazi Germany. That the worker was the first most important thing.
And like
it
you
was
say,
the
it
National
was a
Socialist
response.
Workers' Party.
And like you say, it was a response and solution, communism. If you will, to communism.
Yes, it was the antithesis of it. It literally is the antithesis of communism. It's the opposite of communism.
What are the worst characteristics of communism in your summing it up, of how they differ?
The worst character? Oh, geez. I mean, yeah. Where do you start with that? well, Gosh, I mean, I don't even think it was true communism what was practiced in Russia. It wasn't more like collectivism, right?
Well, meritocracy goes out the window for one thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, communism is a 100% Jewish invention. So, I mean, what's the bad things about Judaism? Why don't we just go there?
Right. Well, the usury. I mean, Jesus pointed that out early on.
That's a big one. Yeah. You know, and it seems like where we're at, this capitalism thing that we're involved in now, crony capitalism, it seems like it's just slow boil communism, and that's where we're close
and
to
now,
being.
Right, and like we say, I mean, all of the problems communism has, people attribute that to fascism. Those who try to advocate
for
communism,
the opposite of it.
Yeah, and now today,
it's the
antidote
for it.
But now we have corporatism, you know, and people, when they complain about that and crony capitalism, the way they'll put it, you know, they'll also blame that on saying that, oh, we're fascist, you know, as their explanation for why things are messed up.
Everybody believe in the opposite definition of fascism. So, I mean, their propaganda media machine has worked so effectively, like it does for everything. You know, they got everybody to believe that the Germans were the bad guys. Killed 6 million Jews. We know how absurd that is, that it never happened, because all you have to do is look into it very, very simply, even cursory look at it will show you that it's, you know, that it's just, they have no evidence that ever happened anyway. It just doesn't, you know.
I had a couple of guests that you've interviewed as well on RBN already. I've had Jim Rizzoli on. And Mike King.
Rizzoli brothers. We love the Rizzoli brothers.
Yeah, and when Jim Rizzoli was on, I also referred to your interview with Fred Luchter. So but I mean it is a powerful tool that relates to all the censorship
report
today. I mean the ADL, the SPLC, they bring up that Holocaust as first and foremost justification for anything they accomplish.
For everything. Anything. Anything and everything. It's all about that. An event that never happened.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Well, it's just, we live in just this world that it's just a complete made up fake reality for most people. And they can't accept it that they've been lied to their whole lives. That's the hardest part. To go, wait a second. You mean these people have been, you know, everybody's been lying? Yeah. Well, they have. But most of them don't know they're lying. They just repeat the lie. They don't really even know they're lying.
Right. Hey, do you want to open the phone lines for the second half?
Yeah.
Take some calls today?
Open up.
All right. Yeah, folks. That number, as long as you're not challenged regarding your minutes, 512-248-8252. If you want to call in after the bottom of the hour break, 512-248-8252. If you do need the toll-free number, if you're really challenged on minutes, 800-313-9443. But yeah, we have that break coming up in just a few seconds here. I don't know if you have a final thought before.
I hope people are donating to keep this amazing free, actual real free media, free speech media going on RBN. It's incredibly important to keep this going on. So if they can donate, that would be awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, thanks for that. And do call in, folks. Look forward to hearing your thoughts on any of these matters we've brought up so far today. 512-248-8252. And we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, Republic Broadcasting, Beyond the Official Narrative. We have co-host Gregory McGill today. And I think we already did a good breakdown in the first half here of just a lot of the misconceptions out there. It's interesting we have a bold strategy here. I was just thinking during the break, I mean, most people right now, especially with Trump's campaign season here coming to a close, if anything, they're trying to distance Trump from any comparisons to Hitler. And oh no, he's nothing like Hitler, or that horrible man. No,
we
should say, actually, Trump, in some ways, can be compared, and for good reasons. Here's why. Yes. We're not talking about Hollywood Hitler, are we? But yeah,
right,
that's another story.
Not. That's the whole real, yeah.
So. Yeah, but I think that is a good strategy. You don't want to, just like when people, like leftists, I won't say lefty. Okay, maybe that sounds a little, a combative. Leftists, okay. Leftists will come at you with, you're a racist. The right wing in general, you know, the conservative party Republicans, they're all racist,
they call us racist,
and Trump's their king. And you're like, oh no, I'm not a racist. Don't call me that. No, no, I don't like Trump. And oh no, and I would never. And Hitler's horrible. And oh, I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. You know, reparations, right? So
reparations. South Africa 2.0.
Yeah. You know, I noticed one of these delivery companies out there. Okay, they had some sort of an event for their drivers, you know, who do food delivery, where they could meet Bubba, the race car driver. What was his last name again?
Wallace, I think.
Yeah, Bubba Wallace. So I mean, these companies are so communist these days that they pretty much rip off their drivers for you know, the sake of the corporation, you know. But I mean, of course, they're so leftist, you know, they're so communist. Giving donations like all the other big corporations to Black Lives Matter, and it being so openly communist with Black Lives Matter leaders, you know, I mean, openly admitting they're formerly trained Marxists. But yeah. This contest to meet Bubba Wallace, some of the drivers, if they win to qualify. And they're saying, oh, you know, because he's such a noteworthy. I mean, come on, he's not a noteworthy driver. He simply tried to, you know, perpetuate a hoax. And that was ridiculous.
Right.
I mean that was the same exact poll that was on all of the garages. Now, how long have you been there? And I don't even think he thought of it. I think someone came up to him and said, "We have this idea." I don't think that he even really thought that about the, you know.
Yeah,
the,
it probably wasn't even him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably right. It probably.
But you know, yeah. But a contest to meet Bubba Wallace, you know, that's how bad our system is, and these big tech companies, and also just these monolith corporations. Yeah, they're just complete communists, Gregory.
Right. Yeah, pretty much.
So.
Yeah, it's pretty much communism is what we're dealing with in just about every problem we're having right now. They're trying to push that with what they've done to other places.
And I'm hearing a lot of people right now saying that
that happened here.
And then a lot of people now are trying to suggest there's going to equally be a meltdown by the Biden fans or the Trump fans if they don't get who they want to win. I've heard some sources claiming that, you know, white people are
they're not the ones out there doing it.
I heard claims are going to be white people in the streets shooting black people if Trump isn't elected.
Yeah, they got that backwards. It's the lefties are the ones out. The leftists, they're the ones out there doing all the violent stuff. It's not. They want to say white supremacy is the biggest problem. Well, of course, we know that white supremacy there's like 20 or 30 of them in the entire United States. I mean, it's really a nothing thing. The KKK is like a nothing organization now, barely even exists. Yet they put it at the forefront, like white supremacy. And there's a reason. I mean, Trump was able to get Antifa declared as a terrorist organization by, remember Mike King told us that, how he did that by leading with, you know, white supremacy, you know, so that he was able to actually get in what they wanted. I think Trump knows that the white supremacy thing barely even exists.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad that he isn't caving too much when they ask him to continually denounce white supremacy as the greatest danger to the United States. I say, it'll be weeks, maybe a couple months.
Yeah, that's what they say. It's the greatest danger to the United States.
But as far as what does happen after the election, I mean, yeah, it'll take, like I say, weeks or months to see how things play out, but there'll be stages, phases where we'll already see uprisings depending on what the situation is. But no, there aren't going to be like white people who are going to have like some sort of onslaught on. And it's insane to say that, but yeah, that's what they're pushing out there.
That's not what we do. No.
And it's trying to do the racial divide.
A lot of white people in Antifa.
They want white people with white guilt to vote for Biden, and they want anyone who's not white to think Trump means racist and don't vote Trump, you know. But it's not working, I hear. Even before the Hunter Biden thing, you know, with the Hunter Biden thing, that isn't helping.
Said that Hillary was going to win in a landslide, so.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it's working.
Just like putting out a Trump sign on your lawn. I mean, come on, does someone really want to tell a pollster on the phone, or who knows who it is calling you, that you're going to vote Trump? and then see what happens to your home or family in the next, you know.
See, you're right. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. So
they know that
polling means nothing now. Yeah.
I think they beat themselves, really, because of that. People that would have never voted Republican are now doing it.
I just heard a statistic in that 1/4 of voters have already voted with early voting. That's insane.
Yeah.
If that's true.
Yeah, my wife and I make a thing of it, though. We like to go to the voting poll, the booths, and actually go out and do it.
Yeah, so
we make a day, afternoon.
So I mean, but we have all the speculation on, of course, what kind of reaction we'll get, and how much they'll contest the election results. Yeah, polling I don't think matters at all, and it's. But I think it is going to be very likely Trump. I mean, you know.
I sure hope so.
I start to see. If it's not rigged, I'm saying it's very likely to be
Trump. Well, it is rigged.
Win.
It's just a matter of beating the rigging.
If it is rigged, we know that. Who knows to what extent it could be even being a fight in favor of
the election and still couldn't win. You know what? God bless our electoral college.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a caller on the line.
Hey,
I just
awesome.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't even notice. Missed the screen for a minute or two there. Actually, it's one of our other hosts, Gregory, from around here, Stephen Douglas Whitener in South Carolina. Hello,
hey,
Stephen.
There he is. Hello, Steve. Gentlemen. How you doing? I just Richard.
Hello,
I wanted to call. I wanted to call and wish you a happy birthday, Richard. Today, let people know that, and also,
happy,
I know you're not one to toot your own horn much, Richard, but I wanted to congratulate you on the second year anniversary of your Revision Media too. I mean, really glad that you brought me into this this realm of truth and speaking up.
Yeah, me too.
I just wanted to get that in. It's great, a good show, and I believe you guys are right that the Electoral College, thank God for that, and that there is huge silent majority that's going to, I believe it's going to be a red wave, you know, I don't know. That's what it feels like to me. Even though the polls are wrong, they were wrong before, yeah. And we're sure going to be interesting the next week.
Well, thank you so much for all that sentiment,
yes.
Stephen.
Yeah, great. I
also wanted to, while you're here, get your thoughts on some things we were discussing recently, like the for a while there, you were very curious regarding the whole Shadowgate release, but then I've heard criticism of it. We were talking about how you never know who to trust out there, like especially former CIA. But Robert David Steele, who seems like he's for open source future, allegedly.
Right.
I mean, he's debunking Shadowgate. Now he's really coming down on Alex Jones and Mike Adams, like they're just kind of going along these days and just pushing the fear porn, that there's going to be no coup, for example, no matter what, with the military. And I don't know. What are your thoughts at this point? Because I mean, yeah, Shadowgate thing seems like it's questionable. Even QAnon seems like deep state Trump in its origin.
Yeah, it does. It does smell that way. It's been a couple of years, 3 years now, since the QAnon thing said that Hillary would be arrested, and she hasn't been arrested. So Mike Adams and Alex. Said more like that Democrats tried to recruit the military for a coup more than saying that there was going to be one. I watched, and I think he just said that the people in that documentary were not as powerful as they were made out to be, that General Jones and Brennan, that they were just really low-rent ex-intelligence officers. But, those people having access to all that information, that's a problem. Even he said that's a problem. I don't think that what he had to say really debunked that so much as it just kind of took the took the noise out of it. You know, it wasn't as big a deal. Yeah, right. you gotta look at it with some perspective. He said that the things that they claim to be able to do that they can't do on an individual basis has so much, but that when it comes to influencing elections, I mean, we can see what big tech is doing now, what Google is rigging the search results.
I did notice another interesting thing that Robert David Steele pointed out again recently is how, well, these companies, these agencies are restricted to mainly just monitoring social media for all of their intel, and they don't consult with experts in the fields. They're not even allowed to. The whole nature of things seems like just spying on people through social media to gain intel. And of course, he stresses always that only 1%, like with the NSA data collection and all these agencies collecting our data, only 1% is ever processed out there. And how well is that even processed, you know, if by AI or real people, regardless? So,
yeah,
there's that.
Biggest issue is that it's us being sold to private corporations. All of our data is being sucked up and kept for 72 hours. And then lots of different private corporations are able to grab our data and data mine it as they would, you know, and use it as they would. And that's a big problem. I mean, even if they're not as effective at what they could be, you know, just 1%, but that's 1% they shouldn't have.
I also checked out that other video you sent me last night of Tucker's interview last night. That was pretty interesting, you know, this business partner of Hunter.
Me and my wife watched that.
Gregory, what are your thoughts on?
I mean, I was in and out with it. My wife watched the whole thing, but I was in and out with it. I you know, it's obviously kind of a bombshell, but it's all stuff we already knew, that the corruption within this political family.
Yeah, but again, like I said earlier in the show, I mean, you know, even the impression from Tucker is that all of the threat from communism is from foreign sources like China. And like I say, right on our own soil, the threat has always existed. It is an important point to amend, if anything, right?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
The enemy's right here.
And there was just as damning an evidence against the Clinton Foundation 4 years ago. You know, they had all the private server and all of the corruption for her.
What are they doing then? They're sitting on all this stuff. The FBI has had all this stuff for years.
Yes, exactly. That is the biggest bombshell, is that they've done nothing about it. That instead of a Justice Department, we have a Just Us Department now.
There you go.
Yep.
Exactly.
Well,
what it is.
Listen, great show, fellas. I just wanted to hop on and say that to you.
You're the best, Stephen.
All right. Thanks very much, guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Great call.
I wish we'd hear from him more, Stephen Whitener. He's got a great speaking voice, so he's actually a really good host to have on. I hope he'll come join us on Revision Media more.
Yeah, he's got that nice deep broadcaster voice and that really convincing.
Really good speaking voice, man. Good radio voice.
Yeah, I envy that. Well, yeah, we just only have
me too.
We only have a minute or two before the final break. I don't know what else did you want to mention? Maybe just even summing up some of the points we're making today.
We're connecting some dots as usual, and knocking over some dominoes as usual. And,
yeah,
you know, that's what we do. That's our thing. And thank God for what. And like Steven said, you know, happy birthday and bless you, Richard, for being able to starting that Revision Media, which I love and I'm glad and very proud to be a part of. You know, that's revisionmedia.org, ladies and gentlemen. That's Richard Carey's station that he owns, and he produces my show Falling Dominoes on Monday night at 8 p.m.
You have a great co-host.
Yes,
thank you for that. You have a great co-host as well.
Yes, I do. Willie Red Pill.
William
Red
Pill. Yeah.
Yep.
Because he likes to red pill him.
He's great. why I chose Willie to work with, and I've been asked after him to do this for a while. I remember he had called in on your show before, and is because I've never met a more voracious reader. He gobbles up books like you give the guy a book and bam, he just blasts through it, and he reads all the time. He's read so much revisionist stuff, and all the books that are important. And I'm going to be honest, that I use him for that. That's why I, you know, I pick his brain. That's why I don't have to read the book. I got.
and we could use some white pill.
I got Willie Redpill.
He's not just a red pill. He's a white pill, and we could use more of those around here. He's still very optimistic.
Yeah. Very hopeful. Right.
Yeah.
Right. And you know what? We're not black pillars. We think that there is hope, and that they have. It's not a foregone conclusion. They haven't won yet. Everything, you know, that's still, we still have a chance to get out of this and, you know, get some justice and get the United States working again for the working people. And that's what I was talking about with Germany. That's what they did. They got the working people, you know, they fixed it for the working people. And that's really, they're the only one, they're the ones that make a nation go, are the worker. They're the only ones that, you know, without them, what do you got?
Yeah, we have that last break here. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back for the final segment.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. I just never understood how men who died for good.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Back, folks. Final segment, Republic Broadcasting, Beyond the Official Narrative, with my co-host of Wednesdays, Gregory McGill. Hey, Gregory, this is a great show. Excellent show.
Yeah, absolutely. Love it.
Yeah, yeah. And just think, you know, it will be the day after the election next time we speak on here.
Oh, right. Also, Monday night is right for the show Monday night. That's right before the election. I guess we'll have a – oh, I think we – have, well, if you don't mind, a little plug for Falling Dominoes this Monday. I'm pretty sure we have Dr. Alan Sobrowski for this Monday. I'm gonna have to get him confirm with him, but I believe that he's scheduled for next week.
Okay, well, I mean, those live RBN listeners can always check out the archive, of course, when RBN's not broadcasting live, but do check that out as well, then, for sure.
Yeah,
and
Dr. Alan Sobrowski, he's a military analyst, PhD, military, I guess that's what we call him, right? He's very so knowledgeable, and he totally exposed 9/11, you know, the Israeli connection with it. So he's great.
Well, it's still such
Can't
an
wait
important
to have him
topic.
On.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's still such an important topic, 9/11. To bring up to people, I mean, you know, it's already, though, a lot of people are losing interest. You know, you'll hear the younger generation saying, oh, that was so long ago, you know, and aren't interested, just like World War II, just like, the attack on the USS Liberty. I mean,
yep.
These can't get lost in the dustbin of history. You know, we're going to repeat history more and more.
I mean, these are, especially World War II, there's no more important subject. I don't believe that that's the most important subject everybody should be because it forms the entire basis of all the lies and everything that we are fed. It comes from the fake World War II narrative.
And you know what? We wouldn't have had World War II with the situations the nations were in at the time, right? If it weren't for the Bolshevik Russian Revolution of 1917 and the conditions in Weimar Germany. I mean, you know, these communist takeovers from these internationalists, and we all know who these people are, folks. And that is what's happening right now, and they're using groups like Black Lives Matter over here to accomplish their objectives. Well, attempt to accomplish their objectives.
All right. Yeah. It's a big pill to swallow, that World War II one, that Hitler was not a bad guy. He was actually the good guy in that war. He was not the bad guy. He did everything for his people. They loved and adored him, and he loved and adored them. And it was the NSDAP Germany, which the idiots call Nazis, was one of the most free and prosperous places you could ever live in. Yeah, I mean, if you were a communist or, you know, it probably wasn't a great place to be.
yeah. If you had a pornography business, you know, even if you had a pornography business, you were out of luck,
fine.
Right?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, that's why, you know, they don't talk about it too much, but Antifa, that's where it came from, was it was formed in like the mid early 30s to combat the rise of nationalism, you know?
Yeah. And with vote Trump to make America great again with nationalism.
Make America great again.
And 2020. And you certainly want to take the offensive to defend, you know, your side against leftists and internationalists of all types. Thank you, Gregory. It's been a pleasure as always. And
buddy.
We'll be back soon. And folks, stick around for Dr. Patrick Slattery. We will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.